Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 11 through 13. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 11 through 13. You know, in some places in the New Testament, we have some ancient Christian hymns. We do not have the music for those hymns, but we do have the lyrics for those hymns. And this is one place where one of those hymns is recorded for us in Scripture. And this is not an Old Testament psalm, but it is a New Testament hymn. And that hymn is sung about Jesus. And Paul writes these words. It's the center of this letter to Timothy. And he has these words to write in verses 11 through 13, which seems to be this ancient Christian hymn. He says this, "This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." This particular hymn comprises the theme of the book of 2 Timothy, which is faithfulness. You see, the Apostle Paul was facing his death. In fact, he says in chapter 4 and verse 6, "But I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand." You see, Paul was about to die. Tradition tells us that he was going to be executed by decapitation, and that this was done by Rome, particularly Nero's efforts to expunge Christianity from the Roman world. And so Paul is facing his death, and he writes to Timothy, and his central focus in writing to Timothy is, "Timothy, be faithful. Be faithful." And Paul basically gives Timothy three reasons to be faithful. Number one, be faithful because your family was faithful. And he reminds Timothy of his mother and his grandmother, Eunice and Lois and Eunice, and how they were faithful. He reminds Timothy that being faithful is part of who he is as a Christian, and who he is as a gospel preacher in helping others to be faithful. And then he reminds Timothy that he has been faithful. And he tells him here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 7, "For I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." And so the book of 2 Timothy really focuses on faithfulness, and it answers the question, why live faithfully? Or why should we be faithful to the Lord? You know, a lot of times as we're going through life, we have struggles and difficulties, and temptations come our way. And we are tempted at times to say, "Well, you know, I'm not going to be faithful to the Lord anymore. I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to do my own thing." And a lot of people do drift away from God, and they end up becoming unfaithful, not even realizing that that's exactly what has happened in their life. And so we have to make a focused effort upon being faithful. And that's what Paul is telling Timothy to do. Be faithful. Make a focused effort upon being faithful. And in this hymn, he basically gives us the ingredients for how to be faithful to the Lord. Number one, faithfulness means living with Christ. Number two, faithfulness means reigning with Christ. Number three, unfaithfulness means denying Christ. And number four, Christ is always faithful to us. And in those four reasons for living faithfully, I believe that we can find our motivation, our daily motivation, to do what is right and to be faithful to the Lord whatever circumstance may come our way. Let's look at these four things as we think about why live faithfully. Why should we live faithfully? Because faithfulness means living with Christ. I want Christ in my life, and I certainly don't want to live a life without Christ. Jesus has all of the answers, as we've studied in Colossians chapter 2 this morning. He has all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And so within Him lie all the solutions to life's problems, whatever they might be. But notice what Paul says here in verse 11 of 2 Timothy 2. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. Paul is focusing upon the Christian's identity here. His identity or her identity in Christ. You see, if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. Well, the Christian knows what that means. Dying with Christ and then subsequently turning around to live with Christ refers to the Christian's identifying with Jesus. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, the Apostle Paul said this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the faith that is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave His life for me. You see, the Christian knows that Christ died for him, that Christ gave His life for him so that he could be free from sin. The Christian knows that in turn, he must then give his life to Christ. He must die to a life of sin and then live by faith in Christ each and every day. This entails our identifying with Christ. And we can identify with Christ and we should identify with Christ because He is the only thing with whom we should identify. Why is that? Because everything else in this world is not lasting. You see, Christ is the same both yesterday and today and forever. He is that solid rock upon which we can stand so that our life can have meaning and fulfillment and purpose. And I think everyone wants to have a meaningful life. Everyone wants their life to be filled with purpose. The purpose of our life is very simple. It's to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and soul and mind and to love our neighbor as ourself. That's it. That's the purpose of each individual and their life. That's what God created us for. And you see, Jesus exemplifies that. He is the one who shows us what it really means to live that kind of life. Without Him, we would not have an example of what it meant to love God and to love our neighbor. Because He was perfectly faithful. And He gave us what we need to live life to the fullest. He said, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10 and verse 10. And so the abundant life is found in Christ and Christ alone. And in order for me to have a life worth living, I identify with Christ. For if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. Now when does this take place? When do we die with Christ and then begin to live with Christ? It is when we are baptized into Christ. In Romans 6 and verses 3 and 4, Paul writes, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried therefore with Him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too should walk in newness of life. That's the point at which we identify with Christ Jesus and say that my life is no longer mine, but it is His. And in turn, by giving myself to Him, He gives life to me. If we died with Christ, we shall also live with Christ. And the Christian should live for Christ. Make Christ his identity. Understand that being dead in our trespasses and the uncircumcision of our flesh, that God made us alive together with Him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses. Colossians 2 and verse 13. And to believe that if we have died with Christ, that we shall also live with Him. Romans chapter 6 and verse 8. And to understand that to me, to live, is Christ. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3. You see, the Christian's very identity is tied up with Christ Jesus. And we cannot have life without Him. We must die to self. The old man of sin must be nailed to the cross and crucified and put away so that Christ can come in to live. And with Him, we can really have life. If we have died with Him, we will also live with Him. Faithfulness means living in Christ. And I want to live in Christ. I want to be faithful to Him, because living with Him is really living. But then secondly, faithfulness means reigning with Christ. Look at what Paul says in verse 12. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. Reigning with Christ. The word here literally means to sit as a king and reign over. The idea is that not only has Christ redeemed us from a sinful life, a life that wasn't worth living, and given us a life that is worth living, but now He has elevated our status from being mere peons to being royalty. You and I, if we are Christians, if we are in Christ, we are royalty. We are brothers and sisters of the King. And that makes us royalty. If we endure, we will reign with Him. Faithfulness means reigning with Christ. It means understanding that I am reigning with Him. What a blessing. What a wonderful picture of triumph and victory and overcoming. Yes, that is how God wants us to see our life. If we endure, the Apostle Paul says, and we must endure. Christ endured. Remember what Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 2 and 3 says? Who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of the Father. He endured. And because He endured, He could then sit down on the right hand of the throne of the Father. He could reign, you see. He endured, and as a result of His enduring, He then reigned. If we endure with Him, we shall also reign with Him. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmoving, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, endure. Be steadfast, abound in the work of the Lord. We need to endure. Listen to what James says in James chapter 5, starting in about verse 7. James chapter 5, starting in about verse 7. He talks about what it means to endure and to have patience. Therefore, he says, submit to God. Or I'm sorry, that's chapter 4. Chapter 5. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. That is, endure. Be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience or endurance. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Endurance. Notice the message of endurance that James has here. He points out the example of the farmer who waits patiently, who endures. And sometimes farmers have to endure through all kinds of things. Sometimes it's drought that they endure through. Sometimes it's floods that they endure through. But then, as the farmer endures and he keeps on waiting patiently, eventually what will happen? He will reap the produce of his efforts. But he has to endure. He has to be faithful. Endurance. We count them blessed that endure. Look at all the heroes that we laud around us in the world today. And a lot of times we look at war heroes as heroes in our world. I'm just talking about how the world thinks about things. And look at those heroes that endured. And they were faithful, you see, unto the end. We count them blessed, James says, who endure. Look at the Bible heroes that we have in the Scripture, Job in particular, and the prophets as well, Elijah and Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of those. They endured hardship. They were patient. But notice that if we endure, we will reign with Him. Paul said, I fought the good fight, I finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me what? A crown of righteousness. You put a crown on a victor. You put a crown on a king. You put a crown on the one who leads you to ultimate salvation. Jesus has been crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then He says, if we're faithful to Him, He will crown us. The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who have loved His appearing. A crown. Yes, if we endure with Him, we will reign with Him. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2 and verse 10. The crown of life is eternal life with Christ Jesus our Lord. Death has no more claim on us because we reign with Him. He has given us the victory. Faithfulness claims that victory. Faithfulness means reigning with Christ. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. But then notice in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, the second part of verse 12. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. Now we don't want Christ to deny us. And so let's not deny Him. You see, unfaithfulness means Christ denying us. Can we deny Him? You know, there's some out there who say, well, there's nothing you can do to deny Christ once you become a Christian. Once saved, always saved. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. And why would Paul even encourage Timothy to be faithful? Why would he give him the warning, if we deny Him, then He will also deny us if we can't deny Him? Certainly it's the case that there's the possibility that the Christian can deny Christ. Listen to what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Oh yes, it is possible to deny Christ. And listen to what Hebrews 10 and verse 26 and 27 says. If we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Oh yes, it is possible to deny Him. Why should we be faithful? Because unfaithfulness means that we deny Him, and He in turn will deny us. You see, denying Christ is not without consequences. If we deny Christ, He will deny us. In Matthew chapter 10 and verses 32 and 33, Jesus said that very thing. Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. And so we need to be faithful so that we don't deny Jesus, because we don't want Jesus denying us in the presence of the Father. We would lose everything in so doing that. We would lose our life. We would lose eternal life. We would lose our relationship with Christ. We would lose our status of reigning with Him. We would lose that wonderful blessing of being part of His family. We would lose being children of the Father. All of those things would be gone if we deny Christ. And so let's be faithful to Him. And we must be careful that as we think about being faithful to Christ, that we're really not being faithful to self. There's a lot of temptations and a lot of stumbling blocks along the way that can distract us from living faithfully. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of,'" listen to it, "lawlessness." Workers of lawlessness. What is lawlessness? It is everyone doing what is right in his own eyes. That is lawlessness. And we can be following lawlessness and not be faithful to Christ. We must be faithful to Him, because unfaithfulness means Christ denying us. But in thinking about why live faithfully, we come to the end of this Christian hymn in verse 13. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful. You see, I can be faithless. And sometimes I live in a faithless way when I sin and do things that I should not do in my life. Sin is being faithless. But fortunately for us, Christ is faithful. In 1 John 1 and verses 8 and 9, we read, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You see, I may be faithless, but Christ is faithful. And He is always faithful. And He is always there and ready for us to come back to Him when we have sin within our life. He's always waiting. He's always knocking. He's always desiring that we return to Him. If I am faithless, He is faithful. In 1 John 2 and verse 1, John writes, "My little children, I am writing these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." He remains faithful. And that means that He's never going to give up on us. He's always going to work to be bringing us closer and closer to Him, because He is faithful. Why should I be faithful? Because He is faithful. In Hebrews 13 and verse 8, we read, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." As we mentioned earlier, He's that solid rock upon which I can stand, upon which my life can be built, and from which if I drift away, I can then return. He will always be there. He's not going anywhere. And He will wait for us to come back to Him. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. And so let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10 and verse 23. And remember what the Apostle Paul wrote to us in Romans chapter 8, starting in about verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is He who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. Why should we be faithful? Number one, to live with Christ. And living with Christ is really living. Why should we be faithful? To reign with Christ. Because not only can we live with Him, we can overcome all things that come our way with Christ in our life. Why should we be faithful? So that He won't deny us. Why should we be faithful? Because He is faithful to us. Let's read that Christian hymn one more time from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 11 and following. For if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Christ is waiting. Christ has given all that He can give. And He's waiting for us to come to Him. Do you need to identify with Christ today to start living life as He really wants you to live it? Do you need to give up some sin in your life that's been keeping you away from Him? Do you need to stop denying Him and start confessing Him and start living for Him each and every day? Oh, He is faithful. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to give up on you. And He will continue to be there when you're ready to come home to Him. Perhaps today is that day that you need to come to Jesus. This is an opportunity that we give at the end of each lesson, for those who perhaps want to put Christ on in baptism, or for those who need the prayers of the church to come back to Christ to live faithfully for Him, you can take this opportunity, or if there's another time that you would like to talk with me or one of the elders of the church, then you can do that as well. But remember to be faithful to Him each and every day. And so if you need to respond to the invitation, we invite you to come now while we sing this song of encouragement.